Well, merry meet and welcome to this broadcast from me, the Merlin of Cauldron FM. And the plan here is to serialise in audio form my new book, The Witch Kitchen. If you want a hard copy of it, I will give you the address later on, probably with tomorrow's recipe, because there's a lot to do today just to introduce everything. So here we go with the introduction to The Witch Kitchen. A long time ago, in a land not far from here, lived a young woman who had grown up on a farm. Amongst other things, she learned the art of cookery from her old grandmother. Several years later, she recalled that Grandma used to take her out into the fields and woods nearby and teach her about plants, trees, birds, and wild animals. She told her that she was special, and that there were people who walked a different path to her, but she must always treat them with respect and offer them care and sustenance if it was required. She also learned from her grandma that provided she harmed no one, she could do whatever she wanted. As a young adult, she realised that she was different. She learned that she was known as a witch, and some of her recipes, along with other pagan delights, are included in this collection of recipes from around the world. The recipes in this book have been collected over months and years. In fact, one could say that this is the climax of a lifetime's work in the kitchen, and there are probably thousands more recipes that have not been included. They are organised into recipes for sabbats and esbats, with additional ones for special events such as hand fastings. I hope that you will enjoy creating and feasting on these wonderful dishes. May the goddess watch over you and yours. Love and light to all, and blessed be. As the wheel of the year turns, and the 8 Wiccan Sabbats pass by, many people like to celebrate with special ceremonies and rituals. And tomorrow we'll start with Chapter 1, Yule recipes, and the recipe for gingerbread men. So thank you very much for listening. As I say, I will give you the detail tomorrow of how you can obtain a copy of this book in hard format, but until then, love and light, and blessed be.